Okay, thanks for coming to the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting. Open the meeting at 5:31. And in doing so, we respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Karagadu people, whose land we're on today, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of our elders, past, present, future, in all working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Item 3, recording of attendance. Absent Kelly Howlett, Mayor Kelly Howlett. Approved leaves of absence, there are nil. Disclosures of interest, do we have any disclosures of interest?
12.11 on the financial and the findings and the management letters in the confidential information.
And the reason?
I employ RSM Brett Cameron as my accountant, my auditor.
Okay. So can we fill it out?
And I'll fill it out, yeah.
So through the chair, the nature of the interest needs to be disclosed as well?
Impartially.
Okay, I'll also disclose a impartial interest as I'm the Commodore of the Yacht Club, and the Yacht Club is mentioned in the agenda. So with regard to item 12.1.1, I disclose that I have an impartial interest because I'm the Commodore of the Yacht Club, and as a consequence there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Do I have to do that now or when 12.1 comes up?
Yeah, you can do that. We'll just see if that recorder's on. Is it going?
Yes.
Did you want to?
I'll wait till it comes up.
Okay. No other disclosures of interest? Item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, question taken on notice from the public at the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on the 7th of June 2016. There are nil. 4.2, questions taken on notice from the committee members at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 7th of June 2016. There are nil.
Just can I verify that through the chair? I asked questions about a matrix sort of thing, in question time, there sort of thing. There's nothing in the minutes about it. There's nothing in the agenda about it. I just want to know what's going on. You know, when do questions
Mr.
become
Atwood,
not questions?
Mr. Atwood, hang on. Should we consider that when adopting the previous minutes?
We can just double check with governance on that one, if that's okay. In regards to recording a question that was previously talked to.
So it's my understanding that it is recorded in the minutes. So is this in regards to the status report of outstanding council committee decisions? Yeah, so it is recorded in the minutes. It wasn't taken on notice. A response was provided and said that we will do it. But it wasn't taken on notice, and, as when we don't have an answer to provide there and then. So the answer, we do have a copy of the minutes here if you would like to have a look.
Just through the chair, I was chairing the meeting. Mel was right there, the CEO was right there. He said he'll bring it and he'll show it at the next meeting. So here I have, I've got an agenda and there's nothing on the agenda about it.
I understand what you're saying. And I also asked the same question to
Chris here, sitting
Mr.
over
Atwood,
side there.
I'll explain.
Right.
I've been in this situation many times myself. The question is not answered, or the question is not listed in the agenda. It's listed in the minutes. So you have to have a look at the minutes of the previous meeting, not the agenda that we're looking at right now. So would you like to have a look at the previous minutes? They have a copy.
Just through the chair.
Yeah.
I brought the same question up at the last meeting. They was going to change the wording of the questions. Right? Well, has that been changed? No.
So...
Through the chair, 4.1 says questions taken on notice from public. There were no questions taken on notice. Question taken on notice from members. Both of the answers to those questions was nil. So the heading and the answer is accurate.
Okay. Yeah. So. Would you like some more clarification?
Through the chair, I argued about this at the last meeting. The verification of the wording of the questions stuff, and they were going to change it because they thought it was wrong also.
Was your question answered or not?
No. What it is, yes, we'll look into it. I assumed that he was bringing it for the next meeting because it is a huge risk.
I'll just get some clarification.
Through the chair, I suppose technically the question was answered. There wasn't a time frame obviously put around that for a response to be provided back. So we can provide, a time frame to give you that information back on the question. And if we wanted to, we could do that maybe at the following ARG meeting, where we can take this on notice when we get to questions.
Item 8, I'll bring it up again.
Item 8, yeah. Questions from members without notice.
Okay.
So through the chair, the question from Mr. Atwood was answered in the effect that CEO would ensure that a status report is included in each subsequent agenda as an information item. That's what the service promise provided. Now, what we have not done is included it in the agenda as requested. Okay.
That's right.
What we do have, however, is a status report to provide to the members for information. So, whilst it's not embedded in the agenda, and we will do so from henceforth, there is a status report of all the matters that ARG have under their watch, if you will, as outstanding resolutions, and. Happy to sort of deal with that at the appropriate time in the agenda if you so wish.
Okay.
Just through the chair, what agenda item is that? He's talking about.
So through the chair, as the director just pointed out, it's been an oversight. It hasn't been included as an agenda item, but it is provided for circulation and discussion with the committee tonight. And as he stated, we will rectify that in outgoing agendas that it will become an agenda item.
Through the chair, so I hit the table here. I'll get stuff before we can look at it.
Mr. Atwood, can you stop? We will discuss that further on.
All right.
Okay. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Do we have any applications?
Oh, what date's the next one?
First Tuesday of August.
Okay, what date's that though? Sorry, I didn't bring my phone.
Second. Tuesday, all just the second Tuesday, as all says.
First Tuesday in August.
Yeah.
We're still here. Supply out on the third.
No applications then? There are nil. Item 6, attendance by teleconference of telephone instant communications. Do we have any applications? No, there are nil. Okay, public time. So an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland, local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public also reminded that in accordance with section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws on standing orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. So we'll open public question time at 5:44. Do I have any questions from members of the public? No. No public. So we'll close public question time at 5:44. Open public statement time at 5:45. Do I have any statements from members of the public? No public present. Close public statement time at 5:45. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions, there are nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Mrs. Penyanis.
Okay, I'd like to sort of refer to an email which I received 2 weeks ago. I can't remember if it's 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago. The first one is an announcement of a special election council meeting to discuss an employee.
Ms. Panganis, the question needs to relate to the agenda item. So standing orders states that questions by members, members may ask questions relating, that's 8.1.1, members may ask questions relating to an item on notice paper or on matters relating to good governance of the persons in the district. So does your question relate to this?
It relates
item?
To the terms of reference of the committee.
Okay,
so the committee, there are a number of the scope of the terms of reference of the committee has been expanded, and we cover governance, which I think that matter relates to an employee, and I understand that employee is the CEO. So there are matters that I understand as part of the new terms of reference will have to be forwarded to this committee for advice, for recommendation. And I would like to know how, why is it that matter was not even, even for information of the committee, why is it that matter hasn't been referred to this committee? And what was the urgency of that matter? And why, I just can't understand why there was this announcement that suddenly the CEO part ways with the town of Port Hedland. So what was the reason?
So which part of terms of reference are you referring to?
I will talk about the governance. Compliance, is this according to the policies and procedures of the council? Is this how we go about doing, discussing or dealing with matters of that nature?
The council has made a decision, and that decision has been implemented.
Yeah, what was the basis of that decision?
That's confidential.
Is it not to the public interest that that matter should be made?
Would you like to
add made available to the public, at least to this committee?
So through the chair, the matter of the employment between the one employee and the council, and obviously the CEO and the council, and that's where the employment contract and elements are managed. It's not that delegation is not provided to a subcommittee unless by resolution of council, and that is not the case in this instance.
So that matter is outside the scope of the new terms of reference of this committee?
It is, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So, do you have another question relating to the agenda?
I just feel that, again, this is no longer a question.
Do you have a question? Yeah.
Yeah.
No question?
No further question.
Okay, thanks. Councillor Newbury, Councillor Whitwell. Mr. Atwood.
Yes, through the chair. I asked a question as a public member at a meeting about the quarter reports. The CEO said he had the delegation to not present the quarter reports. Mm-hmm. I asked where in the Act that it says it. I've been through the Act and I can't find it anywhere. I'm asking the question. I want to know, did he or did he not do something invalid? By not presenting the quarterly report?
In the March quarterly report you're referring to?
Yes.
Acting CEO. I could answer that one, but I think I might pass that one to you.
I might just quickly defer that to the Acting Director of Corporate Services.
Through the Chair, the question of whether the CEO's actions were invalid, I think, goes to whether they comply with the Council's policies or law. So, dealing with the first question, there is no law that requires Council to receive quarterly financial reports. There is no law that requires Council to receive or consider quarterly budget reviews. No law that relates. The next question goes to, what are Council's policies that relate? My understanding, standing to be corrected, is that the Council had a practice, I don't know about the policy of hand, that it presented to councillors, to elected members, quarterly budget reviews. I don't know offhand whether there is a policy that says that. Stand to be corrected by those that know the policies better than I.
I can add to that. It wasn't a policy, it was a KPI.
And certainly I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
Therefore, in trying to answer the question, in my view, the CEO has not acted invalidly, unlawfully, or contrary to Council policies. But the further advice was that he may have not complied with some KPIs.
Just through the Chair, I was acting Chair at the time of that meeting. I was chairing the meeting. I asked the question, and under good governance and under risk assessment, I thought it a huge responsibility, because the first quarter report which was presented to us, there was 161 variations. The next one had over 150 variations. The next one, that made over 300 variations in half a year. So if the third quarter had a minimum of 100 variations, that's over 400 variations to a budget in three quarters.
Your question?
Good governance and risk. Was it looked at by not providing this stuff to the committee of the risk, and we can't do a risk assessment on it?
Okay. Mr. Edward, what's happened previously? Well, obviously we didn't receive the quarterly budget review in March, and also there was suggestion that the quarterly budget reviews wouldn't be presented to the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee, but at the last OCM I amended the terms of reference, and it was agreed that all quarterly reports would come to the ARG. Was there any other
questions? Yes, another one. The question about the matrix, I know that, I think with the matrix, I'd like to see a matrix come to every meeting showing exactly where the policies and procedures are, where have been endorsed by us, and which need to be endorsed in the future, because at the moment we're coming to a meeting here and there's nothing hardly on the agenda. And we have got huge risks out there with this organisation.
My understanding of the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee is to make recommendations to Council, and Council decide whether they are going to implement those recommendations. Would you like to add anything to that?
Through the Chair, I agree with the Deputy Mayor's comments in regards to, just give a little more clarity around your question. In regards to a matrix of all policies that are in place and when they're renewal or when they should be reviewed and when they therefore should be potentially reported back to ARG and a recommendation provided to Council, is that?
That's what I'd like to see it, no?
Right, okay.
And then we can, you know, foreshadow next meetings. At the moment, I'm coming to a meeting today and there's nothing on the agenda. Just, you got another one?
Yes, Mr. Eric.
So with the matrix, right, will there be an ongoing thing with them so that we can exactly know what's going on? Because we have Peter Keane, who's a risk analysis person, right? Is he still employed with us, or what's going on? I was told that he's going to come to a meeting with us and we talk about the risks involved in the financial process.
Thank you, through the chair. Mr. Keane is still employed by the town. In regards to, I suppose, timing of him coming back, I might just defer to the acting director to answer the timing on that.
Through the chair, indeed, we were perhaps hoping to set a workshop agenda tonight for indicatively 2 weeks' time on a Tuesday. Time to be set, date to be set, and agreed by this committee, but indicatively 2 weeks to have a workshop with Peter Keane and others across the questions of fraud, whistleblower, and credit card policies. So those are three particular policies we want to come back to this committee to workshop. On the question of procurement, very happy to include procurement on the list of that for workshopping if you so wish. The ARG committee previously recommended and endorsed the proposed procurement policies and the regional price preference policy and tendering policies for the purposes of community engagement to which we've advertised. We're still yet to advertise statewide the regional price preference policy. We've still yet to do that. If the committee wishes to reconsider your procurement, regional price preference and tendering policies at a workshop, notwithstanding that you've recommended them to council and council has endorsed them for engagement, then that's the prerogative of the committee if they so wish to do workshops on those six items or any of the six.
So, just so the committee's clear, the process in putting that forward to the committee, notice of motion or a request?
Through the chair, in my view, if you, towards the end of the agenda, wish to consider a conversation around workshop matters, and you include a list of things on that workshop, and you agreed by consensus or by decision, as your prerogative as the presiding person, then I think that would be an appropriate process.
Which section would that come under?
Through the chair, there's the item items without discussion, if you wish. I think it was item number
11.
The item of 11, that could be one item, or you could do it perhaps as item 15.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Atwood.
I do have concern about that. I'm coming to a meeting, hitting papers here, which I'd like to see before I talk about it, and also I'd like to come have a matrix in front of me to make my sort of comments on what I see as a higher risk for this organisation and have those policies looked at. I think at the moment we're going backwards here.
I think that those requests were forwarded to the administration, I'm sure that they would give you that information. Acting Director, Acting CEO.
Through the chair, it would be obviously, I think, as the acting director has highlighted, if there were specific things you wanted to see in workshop in regards to put into a matrix for your consideration as the ARG committee, then we can obviously address that at potentially later in this meeting.
Through the chair, also, we've got confidential information here which I want to discuss also. As an agenda item or as a questions, do I wait till then or what?
You'll have to wait till until we consider the item.
Yeah, but I've got questions from members without notice here.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to ask confidential questions, we'd have to close the meeting.
So I can ask the questions later on?
Yes, you can. But if you... The meeting will have to be closed if that's the case.
There's no problem.
Closed to the public. Yeah.
Yep, no problem there. Okay. As long as I can get the questions.
Was that all, Mr. Hamlet? Yeah.
Just following on from what Mr. Stewart and Mr. Atwood said relating to the policies, a lot of decisions are based on policies and procedures. Can I request a copy of all policies and procedures of the town of Barton?
Ms. Panganis, the policies are on the town's website for everyone to, you can download.
Procedures are all included there as well?
We're collecting. Through the chair, we have internal operating procedures, which are an administration function. They are developed for the administration and they are adjusted by the administration as required. Aren't signed off by council as to enact them. So we have those available on our intranet site, and they're managed and monitored by the administration.
Yeah, but we don't have access to the internet, so I'd like to request that a copy be provided to us.
Possibly. Could we get a copy of our policies for Ms. Panganis?
Through the chair, policies, absolutely, they're online, they're available. We can send you the internet link, or we can provide them in hard copies if you like all the policies. In regards to the internal operating procedures, they're an administration matter managed as such.
What you see in this report, a lot of the items that's been identified here relates to procedural matters. So I think for this committee, I think it's important the committee has access to those operating procedures.
Acting Secretary?
Through the chair, obviously, we're more than the ARG can make recommendations what they'd like to see implemented in internal operating procedures based on external audits. I'll also just defer to the acting director to get his thoughts on that as well.
For the chair, obviously the town has procedures across all manner of activities, and they're at an operational level that, with respect, the ARG committee would be inundated with paperwork. And I question whether it's your role as committee members of an audit, risk and governance committee, with your terms of reference that you have, to get engaged with administrative procedures.
Yeah.
Your role is to oversee the town's implementation and the CEO's oversight of the town's appropriateness and effectiveness. How you do that is a question. I get that. So in terms of the depth or level, the town's policies are public and apparent and happy to provide them as indicated. The town's various thousands of procedures, I question whether that's the role of this committee.
Through the chair, it is difficult to make recommendations and provide advice if you don't know what these procedures are, if you don't know the content. We have to review them to be able to make an informed advice or make an informed decision. The reports of the internal audit already highlight some of the limitations of these operating procedures. So
and Ms. Panganis, but the report also says that the ARG should recommend policy to mitigate the issues that are that are evident in the report. Acting CEO.
Thank you. Through the chair, if the ARG wants to see elements, and look, every operating procedure underpins a policy. So getting the policy setting right for the administration to follow is the core function of the ARG to provide good governance and allow the administration to work within those parameters. How those are identified can actually be set out in the policy, and the detail of how they actually work day to day is part of the administration's role. I would be really very reluctant to have the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee working through the detail of an operating procedure. That is clearly out of a governance setup, an administrative role.
Just really quick on that answer there.
Yeah.
Under 7.4, I think you really need to sit down and look at that, because the stuff which we're going to talk about in this confidential stuff is what Ms. Panganis is talking about and what I'm going to be talking about. That's why I said, can I get these questions when I get to 12.11?
Mr. Atwood, I would interpret that as developing policy.
Well, just the same as Mr. Bengana says, we're here to review and suggest improvements, and I think that that's what we're going to be looking at this stuff here. And there's lots of improvements which we can do. You know, it's that's our role.
And through the chair, I'd like to qualify what I said as well. I'm not here to sort of get engaged into all procedures. Mattis has brought to our attention, which requires review of standard operating procedures. I'm happy to go for that. That way we can make an informed recommendation.
Your question, Ms. Megan?
That we provided, that the council provide, that these committee members be provided with a copy of relevant procedure that pertains to particular agenda item that's under discussion. So can I request a copy of those procedures that applies to these particular agenda items?
Acting CEO, I'm just a bit confused. I'm quite clear that internal procedures will not be issued to the Audit and Finance, but all policies, we are we're free to have copies of that and read them, and also suggest improvements to all policies.
Just excuse me,
Acting CEO.
Excuse me.
Would you like to add to that? Hold on, Mr. Councillor Whitwell. Would you like to add to that?
Just to concur with those comments.
Right, look, just have a look at internal control in this document. And what internal control talks about is says, determine whether the appropriateness of the process and the play are in place to assess at least once a year whether key policies and procedures are complied with. Now,
Councillor, which number?
It's number 733.
Page 8.
Now, I think what's being asked, what's being asked is that you may find a situation where you do need to refer to procedures if you're going to do this particular function, which the council has actually ratified and indicates that's what our modus operandi is. The thing is that I would put it that it is relevant sometimes, not all the time.
So, your question?
Well, my question is, why don't we provide it if it's in here that we are required to, at least once a year where these key policies and procedures are complied with? Now, they're very, do you want me to just talk about it, or
no?
No, you don't.
Just a question.
Okay, that's all right. That's the.
Would you like to comment on that, Acting CEO?
I think through the chair, I totally agree. Any policy or procedure that has been ratified by council should be reviewed.
Yep. Okay.
Just, Sujit, can I just ask one more question? With Ms. Panganis asked the question before, sort of thing, and you said it wasn't a agenda item. That we weren't allowed to ask the question.
Right.
If we have to come back every time we ask a question, refer to our policies, like 7.32 or 7.74 or what?
If it relates to the agenda item, you can ask questions about it. But the standing orders is quite clear. If it's not an item in the agenda, then
this is in the agenda.
You can't ask questions about it.
It's in the agenda.
Just through the chair, I think in regards to the confidential item, I think when you go into confidence, you should ask those questions.
Yeah. Okay, do I have any other questions from members? No. Okay, so just let me find my spot. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. So can I have a show of hands?
Hold up. He's going to produce his papers here and we haven't seen them.
This is in his papers.
Not part of the agenda.
It's going to be part of the agenda 11, you reckon?
What's your question?
I'm saying I haven't had time to look through them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So those documents through the chair are not part of the agenda. They're for distribution discussion. We've said in the future, ARGs, they will become part of the agenda. So they will be provided as part of the obviously agenda in the future meetings.
Just through the chair, my concern is we're going to make a recommendation here on policies, procedures, with regard to what agenda items we want brought forward to the next meeting sort of thing. There's nothing in here, and you're putting it under 11 now, and this stuff is coming under 11, and I haven't read that stuff. That's what I'm saying here. I know I'm splitting hairs, but what I'm saying, I haven't read that stuff. And you're going to bring it up as 11 as an agenda item.
So through the chair, the option is to not provide it tonight, and we wait until the next ARG meeting, we put it as part of the agenda.
Okay. Well, if it's not part of the agenda, we'll leave that till the next meeting.
Just to I'd like to see it as an agenda item.
The acting CEO has said that will be in the agenda next time.
I'd like to see it in the agenda tonight.
So the agenda's already been advertised to the public, so the agenda can't be changed.
So with the workshop stuff, we can't put that in either?
It's not part of the agenda. We're not discussing it tonight. Do you have any more questions, Mr. Adler?
Okay.
Any more questions from the committee?
Nope.
Okay. We'll move on. Do a show of hands. Given due consideration to the 5 minutes. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of minutes. The Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday the 7th of June 2016. Any questions on the minutes? No questions? Okay, we have an officer's recommendation here that the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee confirm that the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on the 7th of June 2016 are true and correct. Do I have any against? No against? The motion is passed 5.
Oh, who moved it?
Okay. Do I have a mover to confirm the minutes? I'll move it. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Newbury seconds it. Do I have any against? Mr. Atwood.
Can I ask, can you move it when you wasn't even there?
Yeah, you did not.
Because he's read it.
I'm asking the question.
Yes, I can move it. I was actually here. I left halfway through.
No, you didn't come at all.
Oh, did
no,
I?
The last
no, you never come at all.
One. Okay. Acting CEO, can
you,
I get some
Chair.
Advice?
Yes, you're able to. As long as you've read and you're comfortable with the minutes, you are able to move or second the adoption of the minutes.
Okay. So I have a mover in Blanco and a seconder in Newbury. Do I have any against? No against? It's past 5 minutes. Item 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion. There is no announcements tonight. Do we still have to disclaim? Okay, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on committee decisions on items on this evening's agenda which may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 12, reports from officers.
Just declare an interest here, disclosure of an interest. In regard to agenda 12.11, I disclose that I have in partial interest because I employ RSM Bird Cameron as my auditor. As a consequence, there's a prescription that I may impartially be the matter to be affected. I declare that I will consider the matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Atwood. Do I have any other disclosures? Can I just get a point of clarification? I have already disclosed. Should I be disclosing again? Yes? Yeah? Okay. Relating to item 12.1.1, I declare that I'm the Commodore of the Yacht Club, and with regard to this agenda item, I disclose that I have an impartial interest, and I disclose that I have, as a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected, and I declare that I'll consider this matter on the merits, on my merits, and vote accordingly. Okay, 12.1.1, Interim Audit and Financial Management Review. Recommendation that with respect to the Interim Audit and Financial Management Review, the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee recommend that 1. Receive and endorse the management letter and accompanying annexures dated 1st of June 2016 from the Town's Independent Auditor, R.S. Burt Cameron, provided under confidential cover. 2. Receive and endorse the report of factual findings and recommendations from the Town's Auditor, R.S. Burt Cameron, evidencing and appropriateness and effectiveness of the financial management system and procedures, provided under confidential cover. 3. Note that the acting CEO, as a result of the report of factual findings, reports that the town's financial management systems and procedures are appropriate and effective. Okay. Now, do you want to go into confidence now?
So through the chair, I would suggest if they want to discuss some of the information within the confidential items that go into confidence would be a good idea.
Okay, committee, did you want to discuss the confidential items?
I want to discuss the confidential items.
Okay, so can I have a mover?
Just want to ask, are we including 1, 2 and 3 at one motion, or are we going to separate them to 1, 2 and 3 different? Because I have to look for a shadow motion or something here.
So, through the chair, if you wanted to go and vote to go into confidence, you can ask obviously questions, and you can determine whether you want to break up the recommendation through a vote.
Okay, so can I have a mover to go into confidence? Moved Councillor Whitwell. We'll have a seconder. Ms. Pangenis. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 5-0. Any other questions? So, do I have a mover to come out of confidence?
Move
Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Second, Councillor Blanco. Do I have any against? All right, out of confidence, 5-0. Okay, so we have an officer's recommendation on page 15, and I'd like to make an amendment to those, to 1 and 2, acting CEO, and to remove... Have I done anything wrong, or are we going right?
Sorry, it's just through the chair, just check with governance. Is that process okay?
Process okay.
If Councillor Blanco would like to move a motion and amending the current recommendation.
I mean, by coming out of confidence, was there anything else that I had to do after coming out of confidence?
No.
No, actually, that's fine. Okay, so I'd like to recommend we, in recommendation 1 and 2, that we just remove and endorse in both sections. That is...
remove the word endorse.
The word endorse.
Endorse, yes.
Yeah. It was already done.
I'm moving that. Do I have a seconder?
I'm not sure.
But well, these are all.
But we need number three there.
Okay. Yeah. Now, just so we're clear, acting, Mr.
Atwood.
Now, I was going to let you change it. So I wasn't going to do it. I was going to let you to. So, I've got a mover and a seconder, and now we have a request to amend number three.
Sorry, my understanding is you moved number one and two.
I have moved to remove
from one and two, right?
One and two, and endorse. That's it. That's
sorry,
so you haven't looked at, you had nothing
and
about number three yet.
Sorry, but that stands as is. So the recommendation is one, two, and three together.
Yeah.
What has been put forward is the removal of two words in one and two, and that has been seconded. So what you have is a motion which has two subtle changes of wording, but the recommendation is still one, two, and three altogether.
Yeah.
So if you vote on it, you're voting on all three at the one time.
I'll need to add some stuff on number three.
Okay, so would you like to amend number three?
I'd like to amend number three.
Sorry, just through the chair. Yeah. I just want to check with the government. We've got a mover and a seconder. Can we still have an alteration to part three of the recommendation?
So Mr. Atwood can move an amendment to the motion.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Atwood.
I just want to request that the.
So we'll just put that up. If you want to talk to number three specifically, you can make an amendment to number three.
Implementation recommendation contained wherein those eight recommendations are already. Yeah.
So the way in that the acting director added in?
Yep.
Okay.
As a result of the board.
Addition.
Yep. We're receiving the first two and we're just noting it and just
so
requested that you implement those eight things on the back page.
So you actually recommend it to council and then the council
will recommend to
will
you.
Will endorse.
Yep.
Noting that the admin CEO is requested to implement the recommendations contained therein, and that'll be added to the end of part three.
The process now is the mover has to
accept
it. Yes,
that's correct through governance.
So we've got the mover who wanted to add that in, so then we now need a seconder to support it.
So I'm moving all three now.
Just my amendment.
Yep. Yeah. So you need a seconder?
Yeah. I second.
So that's what the hand's up for?
Okay. No, there's another amendment to.
So with amendments, we can only deal with one amendment at a
right.
time?
Yeah, so that's why.
We need to first of all get a seconder
for
Mr. Atwood's amendment.
Yep.
Sorry. A second. So, we've got a second.
We would then go back and include that in the.
So we
seconded. Oh, we vote on it.
Yep.
No.
I have further amendments.
So what we've got is a situation where we've got a further amendment being suggested.
Through the chair, you now get the opportunity to speak to the amendment.
Oh. Okay. Mr. Edward, would you like to speak to the amendment?
I think the amendment speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Ms. Penguins?
Yep, I agree.
Okay.
But I have another.
So
can I
can we just hold on for a minute? Now we have amended.
What's the amendment?
Number three. So
I just defer to the director just to get some direction.
So through the chair, you know, in seconding and speaking to the amendment, Ms. McGuinness may use her seconding skills to talk to how she would have liked the mover of the amendment to have slightly tweaked it.
Yeah, that's my question.
If she's clever enough to do that in that manner, which would obviate the need, avoid the need for another amendment.
Mm-hmm. So
With the approval of the...
Yeah, like we did last time.
Would you like to speak to the...
Yes, on the motion number three, I note the word effective, which is... it is quite conclusive. We haven't tested the recommendations and the results of these findings. So I recommend that we make a further amendment by removing the word effective. We can simply say that the acting CEO, as a result of the report of FINRA, reports that the town's financial management system procedures are appropriate. And then we follow on with the wording suggested by Mr. Atwood.
So through the chair, that's what Ms. Paganis would be foreshadowing as another amendment. If the mover of the amendment does not agree with her second.
So the mover of the amendment on number three, would you like to amend your amendment?
Can we just add a little effectiveness?
Effectiveness, Mr. Atwood, is in the future. We haven't really realised that these are effective.
Can we stop there? We shouldn't be debating it. So,
yeah, we agree or we don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to amend your amendment, Mr. Atwood?
I don't have to agree.
Okay, yes.
What would you like to do?
Just remove the word effective.
And effective.
And effective.
There's so.
An amended recommendation. Do I have a mover in
against?
I've done it.
Against now.
Speakers for.
Speakers for. Speakers.
Mover and a seconder.
Okay. Do I have
against?
Do I have anyone against the the amended recommendation? Nobody against? Then that is... The motion is carried. The amendment is carried. So now we vote on the recommendation.
On the substantive motion.
On the substantive motion, that's right. Okay, so... Do I have a mover? No.
You have one already.
You already got one.
You are.
Do I have a seconder?
You've got that.
I've got that as well. Do I have any against? Is that it?
Yeah.
Do I have any against the recommendation? No against. It's passed. 5-0. Woohoo! Yeah. Okay. Item 13, reports of committees. Are not applicable. Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given. There are nil. Item 15, new business of an urgent nature. Do I have any new business that anyone wishes to put forward?
I'd like to see that matrix and have a workshop on it or something. I think that...
Okay. can we, acting CEO, can we arrange for a workshop on that, the matrix, or the discussion previously on the documents?
Through the chair, yes, we can arrange that.
And also add Peter Keane there, please. Will he be a agenda item also on that workshop?
Through the chair, we'll have appropriate staff available to provide feedback and input into that.
Okay. Just a clarification: are we writing that? What happens with that? Are we going to write that in? Or?
So. I don't through the chair, just double check with governance, but would we need to include that down as new business of an urgent nature?
So new business of an urgent nature in standing orders is anything that is of extreme urgency or under special circumstances. And then it's got here that can be raised without notice and decided by at the meeting. In this instance, I would say it's just a request. To officers to hold a workshop that's inclusive of these sorts of things. Okay. So that could be just a request. It doesn't even have to be raised at the meeting. It can be raised outside the meeting as well.
Okay, so Acting CEO, we've had a request. Can we implement that?
Through the chair, yes, we will.
Okay.
Just through the chair, previously we talked about risk assessment being an agenda item at every meeting. About two meetings ago, we passed that motion, didn't we, to have a risk assessment on every meeting as an agenda item.
We can discuss that at the
workshop.
At the workshop.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Item 16: measures of which meeting may be closed. Confidential matter. There are nil. Item 17: closure. 17.1: date of next meeting is Tuesday, the 2nd of August, 2016, commencing at 5:30. And 17.2, closure, we close the meeting at 7:23.